Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big news of the day, Robert Parker.
Lee Parker Jr.
Steve Mills, president of the New York Knicks.
I'd rather have Stephanie fired. Mills at this point.
Fired. Now, he will be, looks like the reports are saying, and I've talked to some people there, he's going to be on the Madison Square Garden board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can't exist without Steve Mills.
He's going to be fine.
They
got to
have Steve Mills.
But he won't
Mills.
Have anything to do with the Knicks.
Thank God.
So here's my thing with the Knicks, though, Rob. You can jump on Steve Mills all you want. Nobody has been able to fix the Knicks.
Chris, that doesn't.
But hold on. They've brought. I'm not exonerating him.
Don't exonerate him because.
I'm not.
Okay.
We're not doing a Steve Mills segment.
No, we're not. Nobody knows who Steve Mills is. I get it.
So we're doing a New York Knicks segment.
Yes, I got it.
And this is what I'm saying. The New York Knicks are a mess, have been a mess for the last 20 years. Yeah, they made the playoffs with Melo a couple times. Went to the second round once, won 54 games. And then the next year they fired a coach who led them to 54 wins, Mike Woodson. They have brought in legends. They have brought in some of the biggest names in basketball. Larry Brown, you know it as well as anybody. You covered him in Detroit. One of the best basketball coaches we've seen.
And they fired him in about a year. Right?
He was a mess, too. He was starting guys in their hometowns. He was changing the starting lineup and putting guys in the starting lineup because they were in their hometown. It was incredible. So Larry Brown failed. Phil Jackson, granted. He was in the wrong role. He's a coach. He's
he
a great
was never
coach.
A GM.
Right.
And how they hired him to be a GM for all that ridiculous money was the dumbest thing ever happened.
And he fails. Isaiah Thomas, one of the greatest players ever, had some success coaching in Indiana. He goes there and fails. Lenny Wilkins, a Hall of Famer, top 50 player of all time. Hall of Famer as a coach as well. Won a championship as a coach in Seattle, 1979, for you millennials. And he goes there and fails. Legend after legend. Every one of them left New York with their tail between their legs. Every one of them. It's an issue, man. What in the world? The one thing I will say is this. And it didn't work out. Maybe it'll work out for the next guy. Steve Mills, they cleared cap space, right? We thought they'd get Durant and Kyrie Irving. So at least the next guy, whoever gets the job, will have room. You got a lot of expiring contracts, 1 and 2 year deals. You got room to go ahead. If you can somehow convince free agents to go there, maybe you can turn it around. But I'm just looking at it, Rob, and you and I both covered the Knicks as beat writers.
Yes.
It's a mess, and it wasn't a mess when we covered them.
No, not at all.
They were actually pretty decent.
They went to the finals 1999. Yep. I wasn't covering them.
I was backing them up that year, and then I covered them when Van Gundy coached, and they had Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Glenn Rice made the playoffs.
I covered them so long ago that Rick Pitino was the coach. That's when I remember, and they won, and they swept
Mark
the 76ers.
Jackson, early in his career.
Mark Jackson and Rod Strickland.
Yep.
And after they swept them down, it was a three-game series, I think. Three out of five. They win the three games. They sweep them, and the broom and the crew, custodial crew, had brooms. Those two guys, they grabbed the brooms from them and went across the Spectrum floor because they had swept them, man. I'll never forget that. They were so excited. And that was the Rick Pitino team. He got that team. If you remember, they won 50 games.
Right. They were pressing.
And they pressed the whole year. Like, everybody's like, oh, you can't get NBA. They pressed the entire year, won 50 games, and made it to the second
round
of playoffs.
Mark Jackson's rookie year was incredible.
It really was. I covered Mark too in college.
It was one of his best years. So do you think the Knicks are – I think some people would say they're the worst franchise in in sports. I don't know that I go that far, but who would you say they are, or would you throw somebody else out?
Yeah, first on the Knicks, just the whole thing, Chris, is still – there's one constant, and that's the owner. And that's why he has to get the blame, because he keeps hiring the wrong people. Even with the Phil, we knew that was a money grab, didn't you? He had never put together – he won a lot, but he didn't put the teams together. So I thought that was a bad situation. And Steve Mills, I know he played – what did he play basketball at? Princeton and whatnot. But I don't know if he should have been the president of the organization. I just wonder about that.
I named a lot of legends.
No, I get it.
And you can always – look, I hear you on Phil. He was a coach, not an executive. But you got franchises hiring agents. You got franchise Philadelphia hires Elton Brand, a player. You know, like, it happens. James Jones retires, becomes Phoenix Suns GM. So it happens that people hire people that don't have a ton of experience. I just think, I think the New York teams, the Yankees have been able to be successful. The Giants, to some, you know, they've had their years. But I think they react to the media there. They react to the back page. And they react to the fans. They want to win the back page. And that's not the way necessarily to run an organization.
No, you can't worry about all that stuff. You got to be able to put
it. Don't you think some of that goes on?
A little bit. But I don't think that totally runs it. But it's just that the headlines are bigger than most cities, because most people don't have a tabloid. So you know what I mean. The print size is bigger. But they're not the worst franchise. And I've had firsthand experience in talking about the worst franchise. And there's a couple of them that you could talk about, right? The Knicks are in that conversation.
The Knicks are in the conversation.
No doubt about it. But the Detroit Lions. Chris, I covered them. I covered like every game of theirs for 20 years. This is all you need to know. During the Matt Millen era, this is almost hard to believe. You ready? They lost 24 straight road games. Twice! Chris, do you hear me? He was still
the
GM.
You got them worse than the Browns.
Twice! And the Lions...
And he stayed the GM.
And the Lions...
They must have been great at home.
No, they weren't great. That's the bad part. That's the team... And they went 16-0.
You better be going 7-1 at home.
No, they were bad. And when you think about just where they are, and here's the one that... And I don't know what the Browns is. You could give me... Help me out.
Browns have not been historically as bad as Detroit.
But
I'll give you that.
They have one playoff win since 1957. Dates back to 1991. I mean
1957?
From the they
one playoff win since, in what is that? That's
how many years is
that's
that?
63 years?
It's
if
almost
I, if my math is correct.
The number is almost as big as my expense account from the Super Bowl.
I hope they're laughing upstairs. The people that's supposed to pay your expense account, I hope they're laughing.
Hey, they know what to do with me. Just rubber stamp it. Do not read the fine print.
Look at you.
Just rubber stamp it.
You got it like that, huh? Hey, the Browns, I'm looking.
Now, when did the Browns have what? But you know what's not fair, though, Chris? And I'm going to tell you this. This Browns team is not the Browns. The Browns are in Baltimore, to be fair.
Well, that just adds insult to injury.
Am I right, though?
That
I mean,
they couldn't win a Super Bowl in Cleveland.
And
as soon
they
as they go to Baltimore, they start winning.
Right, but that's the real Browns organization. Right.
The
that
Browns
team.
At least had a nice run in the 80s.
Right.
You know, where they were in the playoffs consistently.
And think about the Lions with Barry Sanders. They had some great players.
Calvin
they really
Johnson.
Did.
You got one of the best running
and
backs
Dominican
ever, one
Sue.
Of the best receivers ever, in Dominican Sue.
Defensive player. And
you think Matt Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
I'm talking about his numbers.
There's no way he's getting in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying numbers are eye-popping.
Is he getting in the Hall of Fame?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No way.
His numbers, like he's the first, like if you go through the stats, first guy to reach 10,000 yards. First guy, you know, like the youngest.
Right.
He's like got all those numbers.
But numbers, you know.
No, because they were, what I just told you.
Nowadays, it's just.
But they also were down three scores, Chris. What do you do?
Right.
You don't run the football, right? You got to throw.
All right, look, we got the Cleveland Browns, we got the Detroit Lions, the New York Knicks.
Close.
Who is the worst? Maybe somebody we failed to mention. Who is the worst?
Jacksonville
run franchise. Well, Jacksonville was at least in the AFC Championship.
No, that's
a
true.
Couple years ago. Who's the worst one run franchise in sports?
How about baseball? How about the New York Jetropolitans? Would they go on that list or no?
I think they're in the discussion. They're not the worst.
And
but
baseball,
the
thing that was crazy, Chris, for a long time, the Cubs could never win. They won a World Series. So that eliminate that. The Red Sox went 86 years without winning. They won a World Series.
Washington's
so I'm looking around.
Bad. Cool. Washington Wizards, but they've had some decent years.
Yeah. No, they're bad
of late. They've had problems.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I think the Dallas Cowboys want Dak to take a coupon for a discount.
And they want the home team discount.
He's saying no way.
No how.
And, well, I'll give you some of the reports. The Dallas Morning News is saying that if Dak gets franchised, that which is what other reporters are saying the team is likely to do, franchise tagging, that he won't be working out near Dallas. Now, some people are reading into this and saying he's going to sit out training camp. That has not been reported. What's been reported, though, and what Dak said, report that, make sure you write it, is that he won't be working out in Dallas or near the workout facility there during the off season. So I'm not going to put that he's not going to training camp off of that.
But just that he's even talking about if they franchise tag him, it's a threat. If you franchise tag me, I'm not going to work out with the team during OTAs or whatever. It is a threat.
And look,
Would you agree with me on that or no?
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't have nearly as much teeth as training camp.
No. But I'm just saying. But he is pushing back a little bit. Like, dude, how come I haven't gotten my deal? They've taken care of everybody else on that Cowboys squad,
right?
Chris, with contracts. Am I right?
But here's the thing: your deal is twice as much as Zeke's, and then some. Your deal. I mean, and you know, I'm a Dak guy. What is Dak asking for? I think they're willing to go. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, watch reports. I think they're willing to go 33, maybe even 35. What does he want? Now, there's talk, and I think this is true, and I do think guys, especially of Mahomes, need to be aware of this. The cap's going to jump, right? The cap's going to jump, and so your payday right now might not look that great in 2 or 3 years, right? So I think Dak's group is trying to take that into consideration. But I'm sorry, 40? Is he? I don't know if he's asking for 40. We've seen that number out there before.
That 40, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm not interested in 40.
As much as I like Dak,
am I right? Are you interested in 40?
No.
I'm not.
No.
I'm sorry.
If you're worried about Rob G, when will the cap spike?
But so the next CBA, but that's like 2 years ago.
2021
or 22.
The summer of 2022. So that's only 2 years.
Right. We're at 2020. Right. Two more years.
If that's your concern, then the franchise tag is $33 million. That's not peanuts.
No, probably.
You can play on that, and if you blow up and have a great year, then maybe, you know, you're going to get the 40.
I wonder if he winds up being, and I'm just throwing this out, will he wind up being Kirk Cousins, who they franchised Chris twice and then decided not to sign? Could you see that? If, say, he doesn't have hypothetical. Doesn't have an all-pro year, like, you know, that he didn't have this year, right? The team struggles, or they're just 500 or 9-7. Right. Maybe they don't make the playoffs. What would you do at that point if you haven't signed him? Would you do one more franchise tag? And do you know what I mean? Like, what would you do if you're the Cowboys?
Well, first, let me say this. I don't think the Cowboys' attitude toward Dak is the same as the Redskins' attitude toward Kirk. I think the Redskins were franchising Kirk because they really had question marks.
They didn't believe in him.
Right.
And this was my reason.
Would you agree with me? I think they believe in Dak. But they believe in him at a reasonable number. I don't think, you know, he's not Pat Mahomes.
No, I get that. But I'm saying this was the only thing that I thought was weird. Is that in Washington, Kirk Cousins was their draft pick. You remember they drafted two quarterbacks that year with RG3 and him.
But he was the second.
But they watched every snap. Chris, he had some success in Washington.
Right.
Got him to the playoffs. Rob G twice, I think, like not back to back, but like
right.
they
I think
made
it, was
it
twice, yeah,
right,
not in a row, but
right.
twice.
But they made it twice, so he had some success. He put up some numbers, and they still never fully bought into him, and that's why they didn't give him the deal. He winds up going to Minnesota. They think that they have the defense. All they need is a better upgrade at quarterback. They'd have a chance to win a Super Bowl. That didn't happen.
He couldn't win big games.
No,
we know that,
and we saw right.
And also, he's really good.
So I'm asking you,
but
though,
he's not. You know, there's something missing. He's not elite.
There's something there, and they saw it all the way. Now, this is my only thing. If Dak underperforms this year, would you hesitate? I'm saying no Pro Bowl. Cowboys don't make it to the playoffs. There's a little bit of a struggle like he had this year against some of the better teams. Where would you be then? Because you got to either sign him, Chris,
well, you could
or
franchise
you franchise him again.
Him again.
But then you have a chance
make,
of,
right.
of you losing him.
Right. I hear
I think
you.
It's a big year
yeah,
for Dak.
Look, this is all about performance. And if he doesn't perform, I've brought up how he's second to Tom Brady, maybe now third. I'm not sure exactly. But at least top three in wins as a starter since he's been in the league, which is saying a lot considering you missed Zeke for six of those games, Ezekiel Elliott. So he's been productive. This year, his numbers were great, but it was a down year. They didn't make the playoffs. They were expected to
people
do that
picking him to go Super Bowl,
right?
Really. I mean,
right.
That, it was
I
disappointing.
Picked him to go Super Bowl. So, yeah. So, as much as I like Dak, I mean, if he doesn't perform, I hear you. But I just think right now the Cowboys, they believe in Dak. They think he's can be their franchise quarterback. I don't think there's a doubt about that. But I think they may feel like you don't need to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Or if you do, it's right just barely. You know? I mean, I'm sure he's asking for Jared Goff money. That's a bad contract, though, at this point.
Well, I mean, yes, because it didn't work out.
Right. Garoppolo money.
Right.
But now there's questions about him.
Well, whenever you don't win, people start to question. You know, that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, so I just think – but I get him wanting the money. He's been underpaid as a fourth-round draft pick.
Rob G., you have numbers?
Yeah, I got the salaries here of the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks in terms of annual salary.
Let's hear this.
So you
I'm
tell
interested.
Me where okay. Dak slots in with his new deal.
Okay.
So Russell Wilson's getting an average of $35 million a year.
He's obviously Russell Wilson is better.
So you're going to give him more than 35? No. All right.
Well, but hold on. Here's the thing. Historically, at least the last 10 years or so, it's been about who's next.
Right.
Kirk Cousins was never the greatest quarterback in the league. Jimmy Garoppolo never was. But at one point, they were high. Goff.
So even Kirk Cousins got 75, was it 75?
84 million? Guaranteed. I
84
think.
Fully guaranteed.
Okay, so go ahead with the list.
All right. Big Ben, $34 million. Aaron Rodgers, $33.5 million. Mm. Jared Goff, $33.5 million. Mm. Wentz, $32 million. Matt Ryan, $30 million. Kirk Cousins, $28 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, 27.5. Matthew Stafford, 27. Derek Carr, 25.
Wow. Where does he fit in, Chris? Who is he in between?
I mean, look, when he and his representation look at Goff and see that he's making 30, what was it, 33?
Only thing I'll say to you.
33.5.
I get it. Goff got him to a Super Bowl.
And also.
Kind of.
And
he had a good year that
but
year.
But that offense, Chris, was the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. So give him some
credit. I'll give him that. But he's falling off big time.
Okay, I'm just saying. But at the time.
Right.
You got to give him some credit
But I'm
for that.
Sure. If I'm Dak's representation, I can easily look at Jared Goff and say.
We belong above him?
This is where we start. Yeah, above. And also because it's now. 2 years later or a year later for me when he got that deal, he's not as good as Russell Wilson, but I'm sure his representation is saying he's the next man up. It's his turn. He needs to be the highest. So
you're saying the floor is Wentz 32, Goff 33.5. That's the floor.
Goff is the one. You can argue, we debated, Wentz is really good. And you can make an argument that Wentz is better.
And Wentz this year stayed healthy and made that run at the end. No matter who he beat.
He hasn't had the team success
But he did play well this year.
He late in the season, especially. Early on, it was questions, but late in the season. But still, the Dax representation, they're looking at that like it was five games. This Dak has done it for 4 years. So I think they're looking at more than this, but I would think
more than 33 and a half?
34 is around there.
This number, I don't know who threw it out. Remember, it was a report about the 40, and the 40 is outrageous.
Shannon Sharp, as you've probably seen him on Undisputed, I don't know if he has a relationship with Dak's agent or what, but he seems to be getting some information that Dak's group is saying
Jane Slater's report. I remember that.
One said it was 40.
Right.
But that the cap's about to spike. So he turned down 30. Look, the franchise tag would be 33. That's right in there.
Right.
So it's not the worst thing in the world. I think the best thing for Dak, let's say they do franchise him and he obviously seems upset about it. The best thing for you to do is ball. Show up for offseason.
No,
just
I
like
agree.
You were a good soldier this year, and people can be critical if they want and say you got to do what Zeke did and all that. But
Zeke got paid, though.
Yeah, but
that was the only way he was going to get paid, though.
Yeah,
right?
And it was a different situation.
And we talk about it. It's different for running backs. Right. You can't be mad at him, Chris.
No.
I'm not mad at him.
No, I'm not, because you're right. They usually get the short end of the stick.
The system is not fair to running backs,
right.
So they got to go their own way to get paid.
But I think for Dak, as the leader of the team, I think the best thing for him to do, even if they franchise him, is to show up, ball out, have the best season you can, lead them deep into the playoffs, if not further, and then you'll get paid. There won't be any doubt. You know, we all see. Look, I like Dak, but I see the flaws.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is kind of ridiculous. The Jacksonville Jaguars now are going to play two games in London.
Never been done before. First time that a team has given up two home games.
Trey Wingo of ESPN reported that the Jaguars told him that they make twice as much money for a game in London as they do in Jacksonville. So according to them, I don't believe this, but they're trying to use the excess money they make to better the game experience in Jacksonville.
I'm not buying that.
Think about that. That means you only got six home games. Six!
Right. And here's the other thing, Chris. Not fair to the workers who work there who now get two less paydays, right?
Right.
So the small guy gets crushed by this.
Right.
Two less days to work. And if you're an NFL team and you can't sell eight home games, regular season, Chris, that's all the football you got, NFL, all year. Eight Sundays or whatever it is out of 365 days. Hello? Is this on? Jacksonville has been a failure. The NFL should pull that franchise away from Jacksonville. Don't tell me about size. Green Bay, Wisconsin? And don't tell me Milwaukee's around the corner. It's a couple hours drive. All right? Jacksonville has been a failure. They couldn't even get when Tim Tebow was in the league. Remember, they wouldn't even sign him to try to sell tickets.
Yep.
The only reason they're in London is because they can't sell tickets. And if you're the NFL, this is a weak link. There are so many bigger cities and bigger situations looking for a team. Charlie Casterly brought up St. Louis. You know why they bring up St. Louis? St. Louis has lost two football teams. Chris, the St. Louis Cardinals sell 3 million baseball tickets every year.
Yep.
Every single year. The St. Louis Blues can't get a ticket for the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis is a great sports town with no basketball team. So why in the world has it failed in St. Louis? I mean, like the idea that something should be done where St. Louis should be in the mix. Jacksonville from the very beginning. What was the other team in the NBA when they went to Canada?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Another one. That was a mistake. They went there, right?
And they got rid of it pretty quick.
Pretty quickly.
That's the Memphis Grizzlies.
They realized, dude, this isn't working. They can't sell tickets. And the same thing in Jacksonville. Roger Goodell, I know you hate franchises to move and all that. Maybe Jacksonville should go to Oakland if they build a new stadium. But no, I don't want them to be in London. It's not right. It's not fair. There are other cities in this country that would die to have a football team. Die.
I'm with you. That's a good point. And you're right. That's ridiculous. Two games outside. That's not fair to your players either.
No.
I don't know if they enjoy going to London or not, but still, that's not fair to them. It's a time, crazy time difference.
And you're talking about money, Chris. These teams, you know how much money they get from the TV contracts?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be about money.
Yep.
They make stupid money to be in Jacksonville, Florida. They get the same cut as the New York Giants.
All right, we got breaking news.
What
I
happened?
Think I know what it is. Ralph Urban.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Yeah, big trade in Major League Baseball. It's been rumored for a while, but the Los Angeles Dodgers have agreed to a deal with the Boston Red Sox that would send Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers. Centerpiece of the deal on the other side, well, that would be Alex Verdugo going to Boston. The Red Sox also be sending cash to the Dodgers as a part of this deal. It's being put together by a lot of different reporters who are reporting different things right now. Bob Nightingale reporting the Dodgers examining the medical reports on David Price as part of the deal. So there is an agreement in principle. They still need to work out all the particulars, but that is happening.
Bravo, finally, for the Dodgers. Finally. I love this. I love Mookie Betts, David Price in this situation. Remember, they lost a couple pitchers this year. Rich Hill.
And he redeemed himself from his, postseason.
Remember, he was struggling.
Yeah.
He finally, and he did it against the Dodgers.
Yep. And you know, there was maybe maybe he had a little help.
Maybe. But all I know is this is finally, Chris, this is a good deal.
I like it because we've talked about this before with the Dodgers. You know, do you bring back the same team? I mean, the regular season, it'd be hard to get through that when you know it's all about the playoffs. And so now you do have some new blood. You got some winners.
And we talk about this.
You got some winners.
The Dodgers have won the division seven years in a row. Ain't nobody care about that.
Nope. It's all about winning the World Series. They got a couple guys who've done it before. And so, yeah, I like this for them. Let's throw that out to the callers. What
Absolutely.
Do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you like this deal or do you hate this deal for the Dodgers and the Red Sox, Mookie Betts, David Price, about to join the L.A. Dodgers, according to reports.
And if you're a Red Sox fan, you happy that they got rid of an MVP from 2 years ago in Mookie Betts?
He didn't have a great year last year.
No, I know, but they're already like penny pinching.
Right, Ralph's got some more news. Ralph?
Well, we got more as a part of this deal. Ken Rosenthal reporting that there is a third team involved, and according to, I'm seeing this as it comes across. Ken Rosenthal saying that there is a third unidentified team involved as part of the deal. Then another tweet talking about the Padres have been told that this is happening with the Dodgers, so they're not getting anything. But there is a third unidentified team as a part of this.
Price is definitely going to the Dodgers, right?
No, that's
okay,
it's not.
So Price
Mookie Betts is definitely going to the Dodgers.
Okay.
And the money is going to go where David Price goes. So it could be that somebody's getting David Price and money, they're sending something, which we, again,
is it possible Price is going to the Dodgers or not?
Well, right now, it would be pretty unlikely the way that I'm reading the reporting.
When you read the deal, it seemed pretty lopsided if they were getting Price. I know he's got the money, but and bets.
But to get a player like that, sometimes you got to take, a bet, like what they would consider a bad contract.
Well, and that's why the Red Sox are expected to throw in money into the deal wherever David Price goes.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's a great look. Mookie Betts, even though last year he was a little down, I mean, still had
but it was
a good
an MVP
season,
2 years ago.
Yeah, MVP 2 years ago. Last year wasn't bad and led the league in runs. So he's a guy that produces runs. He scores. So good deal for the Dodgers, in my opinion, and Rob's, I believe.